The wind is manageable here, calmed down a bit at the start. Flag is still up. Now we're getting pulled. Countdown has begun. Starter flag is up. They are gone. This is year 2012 Men's Heavyweight National Championship. And Cal has not left the line. And they will stop the cruise. For whatever reason, Cal did not go. And maybe a jump slide. I don't see any equipment problem that's obvious. The referee is taking a ride over there. It looks like the stroke is doing something to his foot stretcher. That's unfortunate for all the crews. There's so much tension getting these crews ready. And I think maybe the seven man is adjusting something. So Cal will be the first one to back into the snake boat here. We're not precisely sure what it was, but it looked like a foot stretcher issue. Probably the foot stretcher popped off the tracks, is what I'm thinking, which isn't a pure break, but it's enough to...
They never started,
so I don't know. Maybe they took one stroke?
I don't think so.
I'm sure the history books will be written and we'll know. But everyone is returning now to the line. All right, the flag is back up again for the start of this varsity heavyweight tilt. And hopefully we won't have any issues this time. Everyone's being pulled. The BU crew is really fired up. They're ready to lay down some tracks. Oh my God, the drama. They stopped the countdown, so somebody's not quite pointed, or we lost alignment, I guess. So we lost alignment during the countdown. All right, the alignment issue was in lane one. Apparently they wanted the pontoon pulled back to shore a little bit. So this is the 2012 third edition here. Now the aligner's flag is up again. He'll pull the crews again, the starter will. Ready, Washington ready, Brown ready, Harvard ready, Syracuse, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, attention, go. We have a start at last. Draw, push, as the coxswains get their crews out of the line. Off the line quickly. Washington had a good start. Harvard had a good start in lane five. And Washington has a half a deck on Harvard. Syracuse right with them. Brown right with them. Syracuse and Brown and California as they stretch it out. BU had the slowest start. They're down about three seats on the pack. Harvard looks rejuvenated here. They're going strong. And let's get some rating checks. And Washington's at 41 and a half. And they have a seat over Cal. Couple of seats over Cal. Cal is probably level. No, Cal has a couple seats on Harvard. Brown is patiently laying back a little bit. They're back about four or five seats. 119. And California looking strong here. Harvard taking a big push. And Brown coming with them. Washington, one seat down on California. California rowing 36 and a half. Harvard right there. Call it tied for second. Harvard at 38. Rowing a little bit higher than everybody else. Let's call Harvard and Cal tied for second. Washington with a couple of seats. Washington taking a push right here. And let's see where their rating is. 38 also. Brown still a couple seats back of Harvard and Cal. Syracuse would running in fifth, about eight seats back of California now. And BU just looks like it's not their day. BU is sort of out of rhythm. I just think they're a length back. They're a length back of Syracuse. Washington now at the 1,000. 240. 1.7 up on Harvard. I think Washington taking a move here. Washington has five seats now on Harvard and Brown. Brown is coming up on Harvard. Brown was laying back before, but now Brown has come back to be level with Harvard. California, their early speed has started to slip, and Washington looks like they're going to try and break this open in the third 500. Washington's stroke on the bow, Brown. That's probably where the race is going to develop between Bruno and Washington, although here comes Harvard to answer Brown. These are fast conditions, so the ratings you can expect to be a little higher. Washington at 38 and a half has almost a length on Brown. Brown has two or three seats on Harvard. Harvard has two seats on Cal. Syracuse is a full length back of Cal, not quite. And BU is just about a half a length back of Syracuse.
Brown is at 39.
Brown is at 39 with 650 meters to go. Washington has the juice. Washington has the juice. 38 and a half for the dogs.
401.
401. This is world record time stuff here. Bruno trying to cut into Washington's lead. Bruno bow card on the Washington coxswain. Harvard still third, but doesn't seem to be able to get it up to get even with Brown. Washington still pretty much in control. Now the coxswain's ahead of the bow marker for Brown.
Harvard over 40.
Harvard is 40 plus, and they're coming on Brown with 40 strokes to go. It's Washington still with about not quite a length on Brown. Brown,
Brown 42.
Brown is 42 and has a tremendous sprint. Brown has taken it to 42 to try and row Washington down.
Here they come. Washington's making its last drive, but Brown's moving and Harvard's moving. I think Harvard may have a slight lead on Brown right now. Harvard's moving. They're taking it up. Here they come. Looks like Washington's going to hold on to the lead here. Brown and Harvard are neck and neck. It's Brown. Washington, Brown, Harvard. California in fourth. Syracuse in fifth. And BU in sixth. Once again, Washington wins the IRA. There was a big question about whether the Eastern Coast schools, whether Brown and Harvard could challenge them, but that wasn't the case. They won by about a length, with Brown repeating its defeat of Harvard at the Eastern Sprints, finishing second, Harvard third. Very fast conditions. We've set a lot of times, a lot of records today. There's almost a direct tailwind, and these crews have really been going fast. I'd be interested to see what the time of this race is, whether it's another record.